With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. California voters decide who will serve the remainder of former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's term.
In a special election Tuesday, voters chose Vince Fong, a member of the California State Assembly, who was backed by former President Donald Trump. Fong is also a McCarthy protege who had the former speaker's endorsement. Fong defeated fellow Republican and Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau in the 20th Congressional District in California's Central Valley Farm Belt. The Fong victory gives Republicans 12 seats in the state delegation and boosts the party's fragile edge in Congress by a single vote. I'm Donna Warder.
Former President Trump's lawyers again trying to have the Florida classified documents case tossed. The Trump legal team arguing the indictment fails to clearly articulate a crime. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel's foreign minister says an action by several European nations is akin to awarding a gold medal to Hamas murderers and rapists.
Norway, Ireland, and Spain say they're recognizing a Palestinian state in a historic move. Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, said the Scandinavian country will officially recognize a Palestinian state as of May 28. Irish Prime Minister Simon Harris said on Wednesday his country is coordinating with Spain and Norway an historic and important day for Palestine. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said his country will recognize the state on May 28, too. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two people killed, three wounded, a workplace shooting this morning in the Philadelphia suburb of Chester, PA. It happened at a linen rental and laundry services company. A suspect is in police custody. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 2 points, the Nasdaq 12 points higher. This is SRN News. Two more states will vote on abortion this fall.
Colorado and South Dakota will each offer a ballot amendment in November that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution. Polls indicate the outcome will be tightly contested. Voters in Florida and Maryland will also consider abortion amendments on Election Day, and several other states may join in. Recently, the people of California, Michigan, Vermont, and Ohio approved ballot measures making abortion a state constitutional right. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Louisiana lawmakers working on a bill that would reclassify two abortion-inducing drugs, making it a crime to possess them without a prescription. The reclassification of the two drugs is an amendment to a bill originating in the Louisiana Senate that would create the crime of coerced criminal abortion by means of fraud, prohibiting a person from knowingly using medications to cause or attempt to cause an abortion without the mother's knowledge or consent. SRN News. Russia launching nuclear drills, an apparent warning to the West over Ukraine.
Russia's defense ministry says it's begun a round of drills involving tactical nuclear weapons. Officials say it's a response to remarks by Western officials about the possibility of deeper involvement in the war in Ukraine. The announcement came after French President Emmanuel Macron reiterated that he doesn't exclude sending troops to Ukraine. And UK Foreign Secretary David Cameron said Kyiv's forces will be able to use British long-range weapons to strike targets inside Russia.
That's a decision for Ukraine, and Ukraine has that right. Just as Russia is striking inside Ukraine, you can quite understand why Ukraine feels the need to make sure it's defending itself, it's getting the Russians out of its country, and it has the ability to strike back.
Comments the Kremlin has called dangerous. I'm Ben Thomas.
And Russia says its forces have captured another village in a contested region of Ukraine. More details, SRNNews.com.